A row of 10 Oreo cookies are laid out on a rock wall. The camera pans across each one. Then a hammer smashes the 10th one. Up pops the statistic. 1 in 10 teens have been physically abused by their partner.
We thought we needed to engage the audience a little bit more than just like saying the fact.
That's 16-year-old Deanna Hobbs, one of the 6 award-winning creators of the video.
Some people think it's humorous. Some people think it's a little harsh, but it always gets people's attention. So I think we got the point across.
The 5.5-minute video has been viewed almost 900 times. It shows teenagers talking about the importance of communicating to prevent violence, the concepts of consent and boundaries.
Boundaries are important not only in romantic relationships, but also in friendships. It's so important to maintain your sense of individual identity and to just know when you need to take time for yourself.
The video also features teens talking about what healthy relationships look like and dramatizes red flags for unhealthy relationships. Another video creator, 17-year-old Analicia Castaneda Felipe, is in a dramatization. It starts out with a couple sitting and having a conversation.
The girl gets up and walks away, and the guy picks up the phone and starts looking at it. And then we thought it would be funny if just some random person, me, just walks in and asks, did she say that you could read her text? And, you know, it kind of catches him off guard.
Other red flags include a bossy or controlling attitude, someone who's disrespectful or isn't trusting. Castaneda Felipe and Hobbs are part of Teen Council, a peer-led sexual education program of Planned Parenthood. The group meets once a week and has led discussions at workshops and school health classes.
Talking about sex or just sexuality topics is really taboo for teenagers. It's something that growing up we're taught is like we shouldn't be comfortable talking about. So if teenagers see their peers openly talking about healthy relationships and boundaries and stuff, like it might show them that it's not weird to be comfortable with it.
Hop says they also talk to friends and classmates and have one-on-one conversations.
We know that if we educate one person, that person's going to go and educate other people.
Spirit of Youth is a nonprofit dedicated to recognizing youth involvement in communities across the state. The awards recognize teenagers who actively work to make Alaska a better place. Castaneda Felipe says being part of Teen Council, making the video, and spreading awareness of healthy relationships have empowered her.
It's taught me that I can use my voice and then be heard and appreciated for doing so. I've always really been like the quiet person in class and whatnot. So people watch the video and they're like, wow, she has like good things to say.
The Spirit of Youth Award comes with $500. The teens are using the money to help fund a teen-only event in Juneau, Teentopia. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.